Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Corner 752 Central African Time, at the time of the morning, where we join one of our favorites. His name is Counselor Ahmad Barak. Ahmad, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And how are you doing this fine, beautiful Sunday morning, Ahmad?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alan wa salam to all our radio listeners. Alhamdulillah, Allah has blessed us with another beautiful 10th Roza in the beautiful month of Ramzan. Allah has blessed us with another day shafar.
Absolutely, Ahmad. And people want to know what's the latest on the kafan dafan side, Ahmad.
Shafar, alhamdulillah, so far it's very, very quiet. Alhamdulillah, we don't have any major incidents or any major issues. Obviously, you know the silly season is around the corner with the Easter holiday. Thereafter, we will give an update. Let's see what, in terms of the road usage, what the people are coming into our shores, how many people are coming. We'll know exactly what the city is going to do, what the metro police is going to do, the law enforcement, all that we'll be able to give our fully updated report, inshallah, next week, Sunday, Shabbat.
A good friend, what was it, Captain Siu Prasad, is he still in that position of head of metro, Ahmad?
Shafar, he's from captain. He was in communication in captain's position a few years ago. Today, he's the director of metro police. He has gone one of a very, very senior position in metro police. Unfortunately, because of the color, he couldn't be the head in running the full metro police, you know, with 20, he was telling me just under 40 years service in the metro police. But due to, you know, politics in the metro police, he couldn't get the position. Yet he applied for the position. Unfortunately, he couldn't get the position, but he is a director now, not even a senior superintendent. He is a director of metro police.
I mean, you brought a very important issue, because it seems as if, you know, even you have the right qualifications and you can be, someone that can really do the job at the highest level. But generally, people are compromised when they're applying for government positions because it's a cadre deployment comes through. And people that at certain times that we discover they don't even have the right qualifications, or sending in fake papers and being accepted. But 10 years later, being exposed, that's too late, because, millions of taxpayers' money has been wasted on individuals that cannot deliver. Your thoughts and comments, Ahmad?
Shabbat, I was in a council meeting this week, and also, we have our speakers' meeting before the council meeting, and I was told in no uncertain terms that the ruling party makes all the decisions in the city, in the province, because they're in control of the city and the province, because they've got so many number of seats. Therefore, we get bombarded, we get hammered when it comes to votes, because the EFF has now went into bed with the ANC. Therefore, things like this, the ruling party makes a decision, and then you can have the best qualification, the degree. The man has got degree, he's got everything going for him, has got the experience where he can reshape the metro police to bring it to another level. But unfortunately, it doesn't happen that way, because of, the ruling party makes all the decisions. That is why I'm saying it is very important for us for the 2024 election to bring the ruling party and the majority party down to earth, and tell them that, now it will be a coalition government. And then when you get a coalition government, then we can make, like how we make Mashura. In that system, it will work for us, because no one party can make the decision. And that is where we will be able to. It'll take us time. But it overseas, internationally, is working. It will work here in South Africa as well, Shafar.
It seems as if the race war is still on in South Africa, and it's gone even worse now, during the time of apartheid, where you stood and these were the laws and this and what. But there are so many things being done so blatantly in your face, but definitely transgressing the constitution, which says it may be the best man for the job, but you said no now, BEE and or the quota system and so forth. Living in South Africa for minorities is a challenge, Ahmed.
Yes, Shafat, you say, best man for the job. There's so many best people in the black community. I've seen, top lawyers, advocates, accountants, politicians, young guys, vibrant guys that know the game. They can make things happen. But because of the ruling party has got a cartel that they work with, because once you burn so-and-so, you're in trouble. Either they put you away, or then you have a major problem. They shift you from that department so quickly before you say Jack Robertson, and they'll make sure they'll find something on you. They'll make you resign from the party. This is it. So if you do a due diligence on the ruling party and say right, let them swear that they're telling nothing but the truth. And you write down everything. You'll see there's no more the ruling party in South Africa, because everyone is a problem, because they will spell the beans out on all their fellow colleagues, and this is what's going to happen. So they're all covering up for one another, and you can see this is it, what is happening in the political arena at the moment.
1 minute before the news, Ahmed, but we noticed that the IFP had walked out of council and said, yeah, no, we did it because, they use the term cutfall, the cutfall of what's going on, because they say the speaker is very biased, too much on the ANC side, Ahmed.
Shabbat, I was in that meeting and they kept bringing in relevant questions for the speaker. And you see, we have a what we call in council rule 27. Now rule 27 is when you bring a motion, like you got in Stingo Beach, you got major problem, and for the last 2 years they haven't done anything. So you come to me and I write a letter to the speaker's office. I like the rule 27 that I brought on the meeting on Thursday for the roads. I want to know who is given the contract to fix the roads. When was the contract given? When? How long is the contract for? What are they paying per square meters for the tarring and for the outsource? All these questions, I had maybe 1 to 8 or 1 to 7 questions. They have to now read. They give me 1 minute because depending on how many people you have, how many councillors in Action SA has, like we got 4, so we got 1 minute. Now ANC has got 92 seats, so they get 5 minutes. So it works pro rata for the minutes. So in my case, so they had to now give us, either they give you in writing, or they have the somebody from that department must spell it out exactly who the recipient is, when was the contract given, when are going to be finished that the road work, when the marking is going to be, all these questions. That's how we bring it up in council, Shafat. Shafat, as we've been saying, in Israel for the last 13 weeks, the protest is still taking place there. So now I've always said that it is time for the Israeli, they are thinking of themselves to see the system is not working, and that's the reason how now they're protesting, and now they want to bring a new judiciary system there where they will be able to elect the right judges to give right verdict, and it will make it, and the president will go behind bars very, very soon. You will see that it's coming. In Moscow, obviously, the Ukraine and the Russian issue, I think today we don't have a solution for that, but it's going to be an ongoing thing for the next couple of months also. And lastly, is the U.S. tornado has claimed about 15, 20 lives at the moment. 85,000 people are displaced. That is, at a huge this thing that, you're fighting, the Americans say they have got, they are the superpowers, but they're forgetting Allah is the planner of all the powers, whatever powers you have, Shafat.
Absolutely, Ahmed. And as we look at messages that are coming through for you, it says, Assalamu alaikum, Brother Shafaat Ahmed Khan and Councillor Ahmed Parak. We really love the segment called Straight Talk. You really talk from the hip, and Allah bless you both. It says, the residents of Durban and Biria and Overport are angry and have sent a number of complaints about the collapse of the city roads, particularly the massive washaway at the north end of Peter Makhoba. Makhoba, that is the Ridge Road, that has been in the same condition for more than a month. Please, Ahmed, do something about this, because we are really not happy paying the rates in this part of the world. Why is nothing being done? Potholes are so big that even the SUVs can get into them. Ahmed?
Shafat, that issue, Farah, that is concerned, the water issue, the sanitation, the stormwater drains, the raw sewer, potholes, the area in where we're paying $28 million a month on rates and tax, $320 million a year in rates in the greater part of just the Overport in Musgrave area. I have got a meeting tomorrow with the deputy mayor, which I applied. You know, you have to do an application, which was granted to me. I've got a meeting tomorrow sometime with the deputy mayor. I've got a list of all these things, including the potholes, including, and then I'm going to insist by the deputy mayor to come out, inspection in loco, to come and see with me, with my delegation, to show them all the issues. And then we want to say, we have now brought the deputy mayor to come and see for herself. And after that, giving her 7 days in terms of law, giving her 7 days to remedy these issues. And if she cannot remedy these issues, then it's going to leave us with no option. Then I'm going to do whatever I have to do in terms of legal and bring an urgent application in terms of, we have given you. You see, even if they want to, you owing a creditor, you got a debtor, a creditor, you've been owed some money. The first thing, a lawyer, when you give it, get that money is collected, he has to give you a letter first to collect that money. Within the prescribed period, and if you do nothing, you still ignore, then they go for summons. And you don't respond on that summons, 10 days you got, and then they go and take judgment against you, and then they will attach your goods or whatever it is. It's the same thing in government too. We give them 7 working days to and come and see for yourself which one is going to be my meeting. 2, she need to come to and see for herself or in loco to show all the issues that what we are facing with. And thirdly, if nothing happens after that, then we have to do what we have to do. But I think the new deputy mayor is an understanding person. She will act very, very quickly, because there's a huge funding that the city will 28 million rand in their coffers. You'll make a big deal, because in terms of what I'm doing, that now I'm setting my case if I have to go legal, because then the judge look at it, what did you do? I said I did 1, 2, 3, 4, and in terms of what is the constitution, my right in the right of in the constitution, where you pay to get your service delivery, in terms of that, she'll have to comply. And I think I'm in the right direction at the moment, Shaban.
JazakAllah for that. Umar says, Assalamu alaikum. Can't miss Consciously Connected. That's a show for the Ummah, keeping us up to speed. JazakAllah for that. It says, Ahmed Parak, the other day I was driving down Margaret Mkadi Avenue, that is Victoria Embankment, and I can tell you the buildings are still eyesore. Nothing has been done. It's gone from bad to worse, filthy, even the overgrown hedges, nothing being done. What is happening to Itikweni? Do we have people that are really taking care of all these vagrants and all these other things that are not being attended to? Why is the big question, Ahmed? Ahmed, how do you respond to Umar?
Shabbat, for Umar to be honest and give him a straight answer in the segment what he's asking for, they have got a unit looking after all the buildings. And Hussein Mullah is the head of that unit for all these buildings. And what happens is they have assessed all these buildings and they're attacking all these buildings. Now what they do is they then do, they take Home Affairs, they take the Department of Labor, Metro Police, South African Police Force, the security company. There's a 8 or 10 different departments get involved in it and they do a blitz. And that's what they have already started. So, you know, I envy Hussein at his job because, you know, he's got tons of these buildings that are really, 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 at one stage, these were shining buildings, clean buildings. You know, you when you go down Pretoria Embankment, on your right-hand, left-hand side is all the flats, on the right-hand side is the harbour. It's a beautiful drive you could take. There you'll also find potholes there because of the trucks going with containers to the harbour. That is the other major issue. And then you will see also one side of the road it's been blocked off because of there's a huge renovation to the High Court at the moment. So that is all the issues that we have picked up there. And then lastly, the vagrants you have. In fact, yesterday I had a meeting. We are putting about one plus minus 4 or 5 security companies to clean up all these vagrants and we want to clean them up with the help of Metro Police, South African Police. We're going to do it in terms of the law and clean it up once and for all. So that's it. But you know what? When you clean them up today, Shafar, 2 days, 3 days later, a new crew is going to come here. So, you know, we have now taken a decision. We are using private security companies with proper cameras and everything. So we want to start doing what we have to do. Because what is going to happen, as it is, the property market, if you read this morning's paper, 2.5% the property market has come down. That's number one. Secondly, if your property market comes down, then obviously your valuation of your property comes down as well. So if you want to sell it down the line in a year's time, you now where you're supposed to get 1.5 million, you'll only get 1.2 million. So you're going to lose 300 grand. So this is where we're trying to avoid, to keep the property, our property market intact, to make sure that if people only come in an area where it's clean, it's better, it's hygienic, where everything, where the shopping centers, the malls, everything is there, then only they want to come into an area like that. Otherwise, they do not want to come. They're going away from the city and they're going away more to Umhlanga, to Belito, all that way. They're getting the estates at the moment because that is barricaded and everything like that. So, but you're paying a premium. So whatever you have got now, you have to look after it yourself. That's what we have to do now, Shafar.
Now, Ahmed, the point I want to pick on is you've brought a very important point, is those potholes. You spoke about these trucks are coming into, I mean, you drive on the freeway. It's full of trucks. Some of them just take the middle lane. And, you know, they think they're driving like cars. But the freeways are in bad condition. The potholes, as I said, getting bigger and bigger. I mean, in my area, Springer Beach, lots of trucks coming in. And you can see the roads are being compromised. What happens, you know, isn't the infrastructure can't take these trucks, number one. Number two, you're talking about, you know, Prasa and the railway link. When will that be sorted? Because as soon as that comes into the equation, perhaps the congestion on the roads will be even lesser. What's your thoughts, Ahmed?
You know, that there's a direct link from Durban, Joburg for container link with the Transnet. Now, due to funding that has been stalled at the moment, and that's number one. Number two is they went and brought rails, paid for it about 5 to 10 years ago, and they paid millions and billions for it. It's still all sitting. You can't even put it on the track because that thing is the wrong sizing of the track, and it's not meant for our climate. It's not meant for our railway system. So that is another issue we've got with. The third most important issue is if you take Springer Beach on the use by where before the robot, you'll find you'll see the huge container terminal is there. In sometimes you'll find from GUT right up to the engine garage, trucks are parked on both sides of the road just to go and offload those containers. Now, number one, some of them comes with the goods, and today we don't have where you have to weigh those trucks before they bring. The trucks can only take like 4 tons. They're putting 8 tons in that truck, and they, they're bringing that goods through to the warehouses and all that. That is actually causing our roads. So, you know, we have to now put it like what they have done in Dubai, is from 6 in the morning to 9 o'clock, there's no trucks on the road. There's only people, only you'll find cars, and that's what is allowed. And from 4 to 8 in the evening, there's no trucks. So you've got a time limitation, and I think that's what they have to do. That's the only way you want to get. But the most important thing is the overweight in these vehicles will damage. You can put the best foundation, you can put the best concrete mix with the reinforcements and everything. If it can only take so much of weight and the wear and tear, that's how our roads are getting cracked. And that is the reason why we have to keep repairing. And then when you get one small pothole, when the heavy rain comes, and if you don't do anything about it, that same pothole, then you'll have to buy a new rim. Or if you've got a low profile, then you've got a major problem. Both your tires are gone, and this is it. By the way, Southern Freeway is already been cut from Esplanade right up to, they have, I think, just come through to Clearwood, and they will go right through to Spingo, right through to Toti. That is, the contract has been given for a couple of millions. So that has already been taken. If you're coming through on the right-hand side of the freeway, you've already been taken care of, then they'll come on the other side as well, Shafat.
Now, look at this message, and Mohammed says, Assalamu alaikum. Great show indeed. Ahmed, the other day, the methane gas leak that happened on near the Bisasar Road landfill site when a tractor loading a backhoe, TLB, damaged the pipeline. The TLB had deployed by a landfill management team to clean up illegal dumping at the site when the TLB accidentally hit the pipeline. But I want to know, everywhere there is some accident happening. Our pipes are being compromised, our roads being redug over and over. I want to know, what type of people are doing the excavation and the digging? Are they qualified to handle these machineries or these tractors? Please, Ahmed, advise. How do you advise Mohammed there?
Shafat, in the old days, the municipality had his own infrastructure. If you had a pipe burst, they will come and they do it themselves, because these were all trained artisans, they're plumbers, electricians, you name it. They had their own trucks, you had their own vehicles, you had everything. Today, if you go to our fleet, you'll get just under 700 vehicles, TLB, two trucks, two beautiful cars, latest model, 2018, 2021, 22, for minor things. They are sitting there because of lack of funding. They cannot put it on the road. Secondly, what they have done is they have outsourced most of the electrical power contracts, the plumbing contract, roadwork contract, parks, everything they're giving outsourced. Now, that is the only way they can make money out of it. Now, when you're giving it outsourced, if it's a small company and they got a TLB and the driver is not there for that day, they're going to hire any Tom, Dick and Harry, as long as you know you got a backup driver who knows how to drive a TLB. He doesn't see the map. He doesn't see anything, and he just goes and knocks it, and this is what happened. That's where there's so much of where a pipe was supposed to be done in 1.5-2 hours, they're doing it for 8 hours because they're buying time, because they get paid by the time they're on the road. And this is what happens in government at the moment and in any municipality.
I must forget 8 hours, 8 days. Yeah, they just go on and on and on. And I'm looking at a message here from Ibrahim. Ibrahim says, Assalamu alaikum. Great show indeed, brother Shaf and Ahmed. I'm quite serious. Just the other day, the KZN police said a case of business robbery was being investigated after a mobile clinic performing male circumcision was robbed. I want to know, people are doing katna and still these robbers are not giving them breaks. Ahmed, how you respond to our brother there, Ibrahim?
Shabbat, you know, you'll find everything is happening in the city. You know, you'll find they're doing abortion, illegal abortion. They're doing katna illegally, everything. And the people are coming to rob those guys. Take police station. Police station, when you see a police station, you walk on the other side of the road. Today, they come and you've got people in the police station with guns and everything. They come and rob those cops. Wherever you see a thing like that, when you tell somebody that in overseas, they laugh at you. You said, what? A police station was robbed? They laugh at you. Now, this is what is happening in South Africa, Shafa.
No, it's sad indeed, Ahmed. And on a serious note, what do you do? I mean, if you look at that Italian restaurant that was robbed, if it wasn't for the security companies, it could have gone, worse for the patrons there. But it seems more the security companies, the CPF, these are the, people that are protecting communities and businessmen, Ahmed.
That's the reason you'll find so many private security companies are mushrooming at the moment, and some of the top cops in government, from the steps as well as Metro Police, they're taking the package, and there is no promotion for them. So they're taking the package, they're putting a group together, and they're forming their own security companies, and they're making more money out of that. And because the government is not doing anything about it, and this is what, in fact, what happened in that restaurant, what you're quoting, is a proof that that if it wasn't for the local security, they should have been, somebody should have lost their lives in that shooting and whatever, the robbery that took place. So, people are now even reluctant to go for a, Saturday evening for a supper or go for an outing. They're scared because they don't know how, because now they're attacking all the masjid. They're coming and taking the shoes away. They're coming and taking all the cell phones, and they want the wallets and all that. So, even in the masjid, you need to have proper brief club security. So this is the problem that we are faced with. Now, the thing is, the brother's question is very, very relevant, but the thing is, there's nothing nobody can do, because if you take Metro Police, they are 5,000 members short. If you take SAPS, there must be about 25,000, 30,000 members short in every station in the province. So this, what do you do? They don't have vehicles, because they've got, you got a vehicle to service 30 kilometers. That's how they work on the radius basis. Each police station has to be, so what radius they have the next police station. In that police station, you need 4 vehicles. You only got 1 vehicle. How do you service those community men? This is the problem that we face with.
Now, look at this message of Assalamu Alaikum. Bru Shaf and Bru Munro, I know you all very well, but I can't give my name. I want to tell you about Spingo. There was a raid the other day by the inspectors, and some shops that were selling food didn't meet the regulations. And you know who those people were. I don't want to go on an old record harp, but they were selling stale food. And Allahu Alam, whether they're selling rat meat or horse meat or donkey meat, Allah knows. Please, Ahmed, comment on this. And it's high time we got rid of these ratty people. Ahmed, your comments?
Shafat, in the council, we have now taken a very, very stern decision. We briefed up that we know we've got a health department in the city, the Metro Health Department. So especially because what is happening, we have found out that in the clinic, there's a lot of people are coming for food poisoning, and people are getting sick, they're getting, small children are getting diarrhea. And then we did a research, what was the actual cause of all these problems? And when they discovered that the problem was certain areas were selling expired food, and some of them got meat that was staying in deep freeze. Your freezer lifespan is also X amount of period. So that is another issue, that there was chicken. If you now with the load sharing, and that is where the major problem comes in, especially chicken. If your load sharing is 4 to 6 hours, your chicken goes off. So that's the reason, if you're even cooking outside fire or anything, the cook will tell you, if you got chicken, don't take it out. I will keep it in the freezer. When I'm ready for it, I will take it out. Because you cannot take it out like one day ahead, and then the next day you take it out on Saturday, and Sunday you're going to cook in the decks or whatever. So that is very, very important. So they're getting food poisoning, and that's the reason they have employed more people. And all these people want to be charged, but there's no two ways about it. If they have been found guilty of contributing the act, in terms of selling food, expired food, making sure that the hygienic standard is not there. We're closing them down. This is what's going to happen now.
Now, Ahmed, I'm wondering, you know, many individuals that have shops are maybe, you know, not from this country, but how do they get shops? Do they get it on a alibi or, you know, maybe buy a passport wife or something? What happens, Ahmed? How are they getting the license?
See, some of these people come on a work permit and then they, and also the other thing is some of them marry the locals here. And thirdly, they pay a big premium. When they're coming from that side, they came here to trade and they're not interested in anything. They come here to trade. And some of them are paying the landlords anything in the region between 50 to 150 or 200,000 rand for that shop. But he makes it happen. When he takes that shop over, Shafat, when you go to that shop is fully stocked up. And that's how they do business. And the hours they spend in that business, and they will sleep in that business. So all that, and they will get stuff that is expired stuff and all. That's where they buy it at a premium price and they sell it at a higher price. These are the things. And you'll see 90% of these foreigners are trading in the heart of the townships. And they're not even scared. They get shot there. How many bodies, Bangladeshi, Indian, Pakistani bodies we sent to Bangladesh and all over the show. We did it because they're staying in the heart of the location, Shabbat.
Yeah, absolutely, and very brave indeed, going right in the heart of the location. And even in some of the informal settlements, they have containers and they're running shops there. They're very, very brave indeed. Looking at this message, it says, Assalamu alaikum. You and Ahmed really give it to us straight, Brother Shaf. Really enjoying it. And I must tell Ahmed this, that some of these shops that you spoke about in Spingo were given fines and were given warnings, and they were given two warnings. And they still didn't bother. Why do they have such apathy? If people don't bother, they shouldn't be there in the first place, and they should, the license should be taken away and the shops closed. Ahmed?
Shafat, what the rule, you know, you have to follow, you know, in everything, you have to follow the law. And the law is first, you come and assess. If you have been fouled for non-compliance in one, two, or three, then they'll give you a warning. The second is they give you a warning and they will give you a fine up to 5 to 15,000. And if you don't comply in terms of the fine, you can be imprisonment for 6 months or a year. That's it. The third time when we come back there, you have not complied, you have done nothing about this whole thing, then we close you up. We bring Metro Police and the Department of Health come. We bring an order from the court and then we close you up. That's it. This is what's going to happen.
Babu says, Assalamu alaikum. The problem here, Ahmed Parak, is the landlords, both in the residential areas and the business areas, they are letting these criminals come in because the criminals give them 10 times more the rent than what we locals can give. And then the tamasha begins. These fellas are compromising us with our security and they have disrespect for us. Please, Ahmed, address this issue with the landlords. You, the man of action. Ahmed, how do you respond to Babu?
Shabbat, you see these landlords, the locals cannot pay them the rental in time, number one. Number two, these foreigners, Shabbat, they pay your rental on the last day or the first of the month they pay you and the premium rental they pay you, number one. Number two, the landlords are greedy. And that's how the landlord, you see, our guys, if you gave them a flat or you gave him a shop, every month he'll be like a crybaby. That is not working. The light is not working. This is not working. The toilet is not flushing. The landlord now saying, you know what? We're giving a foreigner, we give you a healthy. Anything is not right. You fix it up. You do everything. My rental is 40,000. And that guy is paying with a smile because he's doing the business there. But he's not realizing, that landlord is not realizing that he's bringing a foreigner there and he's creating more problem, because from only the shop, he's not only selling what he's supposed to be selling, he's selling things, maybe he's selling drugs there as well. So that is the other problem. So you have opened a drug den within your community. So these are the problems that, but then now what we do is, in a case like that, then we go for the landlord. Then we go for the landlord and say, you gave the lease there. We want to see, have you checked up whether he is legal in the country? Have you given him the lease for 5 years or whatever it is, and what is the rental, all that we do an assessment, and then we go for the landlord as well.
Tawfiq says, Assalamu alaikum. Well and good, Blue Chef and Ahmed. You'll talk about the foreigners. But why are you all not talking about the Chinese? They are bigger crooks than anyone else. How do you respond to Tawfiq there, Ahmed?
Shabbat, when we talk about foreigners, we're not talking about the Bangladeshi, the Indians, the Chinese. We're talking about foreigners. When we say foreigners, it's all foreigners, the Chinese. If you go to, I went to China Mall on, I think it was Thursday afternoon, I needed some light. You know, we got a by-election in Ngoma, and we went to, I had to get some torches, because when you bring on Wednesday, there will be the election, there's 8 wards there, so we had to, I had to get 8 torches, because sometimes if the power goes, when they're coming there, we want to make sure that the count, you know, when they're doing the count of the votes, if it is correct, I've given them the counters when they're walking inside, so we're counting. We know exactly, so we can tie up everything by the end of the day, how many voters came to vote there. So if they, in that VD, in that polling station, there's 200 came, so we got click 200, so that it ties up with the number. And when they're counting, we will know how many people came and how many ballot papers were there, because sometimes, you know, if 200 came, our count was 200 and there was 250 ballot papers. How, what happened here? So these are the things we faced with. So this is the problem that we faced here in everything. So far, if you don't, we talk about foreigners, the foreigners is a safe havens for them here, in terms of, you know, with all the murders taking place, robberies taking place, but you still come here to make money. Their mindset and their policy is one. They're not interested in anything. Number one, they don't pay taxes. They don't do anything. They don't pay. Besides the fuel levy, when you're filling the petrol at the your garage, that's the only fuel levy. Everything else, he's not paying no South African taxes or anything. It's like the taxi industry. They don't pay, and they're only paying fuel levy. So that is where he's not compliant. So we are saying now, they must get a company. It must be registered for UIF, PAY, Workman's Compensation. Department of Labor must make sure whether he's paying the minimum wages to his staff and all that. When we start implementing all this in place, then obviously these foreigners will start running away from here, because now we brought law and order in the country.
Ahmed, I can see your cousin, Yusuf Lokat. He's, you know what, he's saying, mashallah, my cousin is a genius. No one can get past you, Ahmed, because you speak the truth, and we embrace you, celebrate you. Your parting words this morning?
Shabbat, you know, this we came to the last, we're in the 10 days of Ramzan already, you know, one third of the Ramzan will be just now finished. We only got another 2/3, and we're done with Ramzan. Make dua that Allah make it easy for us. There is problems in the city. There is problems in the country. You'll find all these things. But don't lose hope. Have food for yakin in Allah. Allah make it easy. And there's nowhere else you can leave South Africa. And a lot of people saying, you know what, we want to go to Dubai. Dubai is when you want to buy one burger, you want to pay 100 rand. Shafak. You know, yeah, you can get 2 burgers for the price of 50 rand. So, you know, so that is the other issue. So, you know what, whatever you have, look after India, look after this country, look and make sure, don't cry, do something about it. Get a neighborhood in place, get a ratepayers association in place, put a, join the CTF, join the people that who is doing work there, and don't sit back and say, you know what, council is not doing anything, government is not doing anything, we are paying our rates. Do something about it yourself, and it'll make it easier for the government and for us to get a better South Africa, Shafan.
See, Ahmed, on a lighter note, the Capital Group is giving Halim there in West Road. I think it's today. And in Dubai now, can we get Halim like, hey, yeah, every corner you go, you're getting Halim, Ahmed?
And in Dubai, you can't do anything. You put 1 foot wrong, they put you behind bars.
Yeah, good point there, Ahmed. And Alhamdulillah, by the way, you know, on a more serious note, what Halim you like? Do you like the chicken one, or do you go for the mutton Halim?
Shafad, I've always been a lover of mutton Halim, always. And I just have maybe 3-4 tablespoons. And I only spend from Asr to Maghrib, I'm in the masjid. when I come back after Maghrib, after I move all the cars out of the masjid, I come home for 10 minutes and I'm back at the masjid. By 6:45, I'm back at the masjid. I only come home between 4:30 and 10:30 every evening, Shabbat.
You're a blessed man. You're making things happen. And as we say, we have you here on Straight Talk, which you have made a legendary segment also. Ahmed, you have a mashallah beautiful day ahead. We'll talk to you soon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.